From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why China says Japan should not have a permanent seat on the UN Security Council. But first, former UN Ambassador John Negroponte is being grilled by the Senate Intelligence Committee today. Negroponte is telling senators why he should be the nation's first Director of National Intelligence. If confirmed, he'll oversee all U.S. intelligence, including the CIA and the Pentagon spy operations. NPR's David Wellna is covering the hearings, and he joins us from the Capitol. And David, tell us about this new job. It seems almost impossible.
Well, Madeline, you know, this job has never really existed before. Congress created it through an Intelligence Reform Act. It passed late last year. And this new Director of National Intelligence is supposed to be the intelligence czar, the one who coordinates the 15 different agencies that often fight among themselves, don't share information with each other, don't play well together. And Negroponte is the person who is supposed to rein them in and also to exude a new kind of center of power in a city that's extremely conscious of power. He's going to need to have very strong backing from President Bush if he's going to be regarded as someone who has the clout to stand up to others who have quite a bit of power, including Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and CIA Director Porter Goss, who will be below him in the power structure.
And what have been the main thrust of the questions so far today?
Well, members of the Intelligence Committee, both Republicans and Democrats, really want to know what Negroponte is going to do to succeed as this new director. He says that he's going to push for an openness in the sharing of information among these agencies, but he's also going to push for a supply of what he called the unvarnished truth to those who make policy, including the president. And he was asked by Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, a Democrat, what he would do if those who make policy used intelligence in a way that seemed to be misleading to people. And he said, well, we'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it.
And he also talked about what he would do to restore the agency's reputation in terms of questioning suspects.
Absolutely. He said that he is not terribly familiar with the details about what happened in places like Abu Ghraib, although he was the ambassador to Iraq since last June. He's just been back for 2 weeks. But he said that he would make sure that the intelligence agencies abided by both the laws, international laws the U.S. has adhered to, and to the Constitution. And that he said on a personal level, he thought that using torture to extract information from detainees was simply completely unreliable and unproductive. So he pledged that such practices would not be tolerated.
Well, on that score, I understand that some human rights groups have objections to him for his past job in Honduras.
Yes, he was ambassador to Honduras from 1981 to 1985. And that was a period when civil wars were going on around Honduras. There was a military strongman in Honduras, General Gustavo Alvarez, who was said to have death squads operating against suspected leftists. And Negroponte has been accused by many of having basically whitewashed the kinds of abuses that were going on there. He defended his record, saying that happened a long time ago and that he has faithfully reported what happened during that period.
And what are the prospects of his confirmation?
I think that there's no question that he's going to be confirmed, but he's going to have a lot of tough questions before that happens.
Thank you very much. NPR's David Wellna at the Capitol.